What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. Round 2. NFL Draft Recap on this Saturday. The final Saturday of the month of April 27th, 2024. Let's get down into it here real quick. Not gonna last long with this episode. But, as I mentioned in the Ben Sennett pod, there, check it out. Wherever you get your podcast, it's already out. Purple Project Podcast feed, we have been in a groove with rolling out K-State content for the past 2.5 weeks now. So definitely, if you're not already, subscribe to Purple Project Podcast wherever podcasts are found. And while I'm on this roll here, bonus podcast out now on our extra channel, only on Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3. Eddie's, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S. I might be doing something on K-State's men's basketball latest transfer get on that. I might do it tomorrow. It depends on how everything else goes tomorrow. We'll see. Obviously, you know, holding pattern with this weather tomorrow morning. So everything's going to be kind of relying on that. If there's no race, I'll probably more than likely record on the Podbean channel again. Me and Alex Hayden, my co-host for the postcast on football and sometimes basketball. We did one episode about Dylan Edwards and more. Go check it out. I'm not going to spoil any of that. You have to go on that channel and check it out. Solely on there. But for the Spotify, iTunes, etc. people, we're going to continue to roll out content as well. Cooper Beebe got drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. And make sure I'm trying to get this all right here. In the third round, 73rd overall pick, Cooper Beebe, the legend, grows. Even though it's ended here, K-State, he's going to be up on that wall with the Colin Klein's, the Tyler Lockett's of the world, right? Cooper Beebe, drafted by Dallas last night in the third round. He'll be reunited with, oh, K-State friend, Deuce Vaughn. I almost blanked on that. What am I doing? Cooper Beebe from KC, Kansas. It's just the fourth Wildcat ever to be drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. You got to go back as many years. I just said his name. Deuce Vaughn. And I had another note on here. Now I lost it. Deuce Vaughn as well. The 2023 All-American by Phil Steele. Two-time All-Big 12 first team honoree. Wait, I just read that. Okay. Whoop. All right. Beebe, originally recruited as a defensive tackle. Boy, how that turned out to be there. I didn't realize that. While going back and looking through his impressive stats here at Kansas State University, 51 career games, 40 of them started. Latter mark ranking 5th among Wildcat offensive linemen since 1990. B was named 2022-2023 Big 12 Offensive Lineman of the Year, one of just 5 players in conference history to earn the honor in consecutive seasons since the award began in 2006, including 2 that are still playing in the NFL, Creed Humphrey, which plays right here in Kansas City for the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, gosh. And if my laptop can quit playing around, and Orlando Brown. Beebe was also a finalist for the 2023 Outland Trophy as Nation's Most Outstanding Interior Lineman and semifinalist for the 2023 Lombardi Award, which is presented to the College Football Lineman of the Year. Beebe earned 3 straight All-Big 12 First Team honors in his final 3 seasons, becoming only the 2nd offensive lineman in school history to claim that feat. Dalton Reisner, of course, don't have to dip too far. Dalton Reisner, who was in Minnesota, I believe, this year. He was in Denver for a minute, and then Denver got rid of him. That wasn't very nice of them throughout his career. I'll let the Chiefs fans continue to dig on the Denver Broncos. But throughout his career, he allowed only 5 sacks among his 14,000 plus pass blocking snaps, according to PFF, Pro Football Focus, with 4 of those coming in his redshirt freshman season in 2020, as he only allowed 1 sack. Just 1! in his final 42 games.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Gotta tell you, man. Gotta tell you, this is got. And if you didn't, and I'll say it here, like I said in the Ben Sennett pot episode, if you did not see the Instagram post there, Kubibi, family, friends, you need to go back and see that because of the emotion. Yeah, he definitely earned all of that. And then some, and he spoke with our friends over there at Three Mall, shameless plug, but Three Mall Pod earlier, you got to go back to last fall, spoke to them. So he could have left early. He could have left early, but decided to come back to play with his brother. That was his ultimate goal, play with his brother. And look what that got him. I mean, just impressive, just impressive. And now you don't have to go too far. You're already in the Midwest, okay? And more importantly, you reunite with your buddy, Deuce Vaughn, who you blocked for a couple years. So they know each other a little bit. But obviously, you know, Dallas, I can get my digs on them too. But this is not Dallas Cowboy Podcast. This is Super Watcher Podcast, all things K-State. And super pumped for Cooper BB next stop. I know you're Dallas Cowboy now, but always K-State alum, Purple Project Podcast Nation. So, Saturday, all about NFL draft. If anything comes to my attention with any other K-Staters, we will definitely have it throughout the rest of the weekend in the midst of disappointing baseball with K-State. And actually, we're about... well, when this comes out, we're going to know the result of the K-State and TCU in Game 2, which... I think we can squeeze in another postcast before we wrap things up, and we'll have to sit and watch for the weather. But anyways, yeah, so congratulations to both Ben Sennett and Cooper BB for getting drafted by K-State. Yes, the little college out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm a K-State alum. That college out in Manhattan, Kansas continues to produce something, NFL prospects out there. And I'm sure that's not going to be the last. That's for damn sure. On top of that, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available whenever you do decide to record Kansas State content. We are on a roll. Shout out to my guy, Alex Zane, out there in San Diego, California. We will get back together. We will talk more about this, I'm sure, along with the series with TCU right now. And if anything comes across my desk, I will try to squeeze it in. But definitely, I'm gonna try to hop on that Podbean channel and record Kate Jerome Tang's latest skit in the transfer portal. They have killed it in the transfer portal. Unlike last year, not this thing, the gifts last year, but they missed out on a couple of dudes. But this time around, they got some dudes, in particular in the backcourt, that should get you excited about that. Purple Nation. So we're away the chair flag right now. Before I get too carried away, I gotta roll on out, and this will be posted tonight. So if you're, again, you're not subscribed to the podcast, what are you doing? Get on it right now. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. We are on a roll, and hopefully some big things come into this podcast here. Some returning guests, I'm working on a couple of them now, hopeful to get those back on. And potentially this summer, we're going to get some new guests on here as well. So that's the plan this summer for the podcast. And yes, also this summer, yeah, we're going to talk a lot of football. We missed out because of the transition and all that, but we'll get you set up for the 2024 football campaign out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Head coach Chris Kleiman, Avery Johnson and company. It's gonna be something. But for right now, that's gonna do it for another episode of the Pro Project Podcast. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to you throughout the rest of the weekend.